Welcome to Stock Markets with KR, a podcast where I share my journey of the financial markets and my analysis and insights. So I'm glad to see you here and let's get started. This is episode 262 and I hope that you're listening to this one at a speed you're comfortable at. Just like yesterday, I am late today as well, but that's consistency for you. Anyway, I've decided the topic for today. It's the title for today's episode. It's going to be 1 point forward and 2,000 points back, because that's what we experienced with Bank Nifty. A massive wide range of just under 2,000 points. That's I think it's the first time this has happened since a long time. So I think it just fits well, doesn't it? But anyway, my view on Nifty at around midday was that it was kind of mixed. I feel that 11,500 support was expected, but that was not really respected, which is understandable. FTSE was not that negative either, so I was not expecting the market to be really bad, but the VIX was quite high. In fact, on a closing basis, it's up 27%, but intraday we saw it being around 5 to 11% is what I saw it. Of course, that might have gone up as the market fell, but Nifty, just to give you an idea, if you're familiar with pivot points, it went from R3 to S5. That's a massive range of 470 points, and this is after Friday being not a very slow day overall. So that's something very important and very interesting to see as well. I think a lot of people are calling it the Indo-China conflict effect, the moratorium, last state of the moratorium or whatever. I think it's very much in line with technicals. I say that as someone was on the wrong side of the move today. But I think that this move was very in line with technicals. I think today being a negative day was definitely a plausible thing. The extent of negativity was possibly, slightly more than what one would expect in normal times, but I think this was fine. 11,770 resistance is something that we'd spoken about yesterday as well, and today's high was 11,794, so just a deviation of 24 points. So I think that resistance was held very well, and I think that, along with sentiment issues, with some profit booking, is possibly the reason for what we saw today. Even on the daily chart, it's perfectly in line with the trend line resistance we saw yesterday, and I think it's all right. I think it's in line. Perhaps the extent of negativity is something which is unexpected, but overall, today being a negative day, I think it's perfectly normal. It's something that we discussed yesterday as well. Rather, the possibility of something like this is something we discussed yesterday as well. So I'm not quite surprised when I saw this. At the same time though, I believe the gap up open sentiment is what really created the issue. Unless you were able to look at the markets very objectively and say that, hey, even though it's a massive gap up, it's taking resistance and it's breached the low, so I'll go short. Unless you had that clarity in your mind, you would have probably not been able to make a lot of money today. And there was a lot of money to be made, of course. The move was massive. But I think that's what we saw. I think another way to really understand this profit booking / sell-off is to look at how the underlying stocks were placed. For the unaware, I guessed right on the Financial Pandora every weekend. And over there, I'd analyze top Bank Nifty and Nifty stocks, and most of them were at do or die levels. This is something that I had mentioned yesterday as well in yesterday's episode. Even though it was late, I had mentioned it. And I'd said that even the weekly RSI looks slightly weak. So I'm not suggesting that today was slated to be negative, but I'm just saying that it was definitely a possibility that I feel more people should have looked at and considered after seeing the gap up opening, including myself, because again, I was on the bullish side of today's move. And speaking of underlying stocks, just to give you an idea, Reliance alone managed to move, or rather managed to drag Nifty down by around 25 points. This is despite Reliance not being, on a gap down or something. It opened at a gap up and then filled in that gap. Despite all of that, it was able to drag Nifty down by 25 points or so. And the top five movers for Nifty is just around 80 points responsible for the negativity. And that also tells us another thing. most of the Nifty participants, most of the Nifty underlying stocks had something to contribute, because if the top five are just contributing around 80 or so points, that means there are a lot of points to be made up. I think 260 and 80, there's a massive difference. So I think while the top five were, majorly negative, most of the stocks were to blame today as well. On a macro scale, I think the support has been breached too, which is not so good. 11,300 is very important now. So I think 11,300 should be held. If it isn't, we might see a proper retracement. If not, it might just bounce back up. You never know. After 11,300, because 11,300 is just a breath away, 11,250 is important. But the next non-obvious important level should be 11,180 or so, because that's where we've seen a lot of important moves happening. And speaking of important moves, it would be incomplete to really not talk about Bank Nifty. Banks bled heavily today. Only HDFC Bank managed to stay positive, which is kind of funny considering that the past two trading sessions at least have been terrible for HDFC Bank, whereas they've been great for other banks. Now, HDFC contributed to Bank Nifty's positivity by just 12 points, which is honestly minuscule considering how negative Bank Nifty was. In case you're wondering, by the way, Nifty closed at 11,387, down 260 points, and Bank Nifty closed at 23,754, down 770 points. That's a lot. And both, of course, managed to breach a lot of psychological levels in the process. But anyway, back to the point. The top three major culprits that collectively accounted for Bank Nifty's fall contributed around 540 points overall. And this is a massive number, especially when you compare it to Nifty. So I think Bank Nifty is the case of, the candle that burns twice as bright, dims half twice as early. I think is the saying, something like that. You get the point, right? Basically, Bank Nifty outperformed when it came to positivity, and it outperformed when it came to negativity as well, which is kind of interesting to see. All of the contribution data, though, like 540 points and 80 points and such, is all courtesy of Moneycontrol. You don't need a pro account to access that. Just click on the website, click on the index, in the market section, scroll down long enough, and you'll be greeted with this information. Anyway, though, we did discuss Bank Nifty's dip in prices as well, yesterday. Plausible dip in prices, because 25,200 is a level that we spoke about yesterday, and today's high was 25,232, so just around a 32-point deviation, which is even tighter. So I think overall Bank Nifty managed to respect these levels very well. I think these institutional players were at play here with 3,395 crore worth of selling by the FIs and 681 crore worth of buying from the DIs. Typically, when we see a negative day, DIs are on the counter side of it, because DIs love to buy at higher levels or at lower levels for some reason. So that's in line with what we saw. Now, coming to what we might see, I think 22,500 to 23,250 should be a good zone for Bank Nifty to bounce up. And this is, of course, a very wide zone, but Bank Nifty is making some very wide moves. But if we talk about a more narrower range, I think 23,250 to 23,300 should be a very important price zone for Bank Nifty. Resistance, we already know about, so we're gonna skip that. Let's move to Reliance and my trades. Looks like the market wasn't quite convinced about Reliance's future today. And we discussed how today could either be a do or die day for Reliance, in the way that it might either be a 2200 day or it might be a terrible retracement. And of course, the latter held true as we saw 2100 retest and a 2069 close. Those are some terrible figures, let's not beat around the bush. And most of it was because I feel neither the buyers nor the sellers were truly strong. Sellers, of course, now that we look at the institutional data, where we have that idea that a lot of selling was involved. But I think that strength overall was very, very, very lacking. And just like the pre-AGR days, where one move could ruin everything, today was very similar. That one sharp negative move meant that all progress by the bulls was in vain. And this is something that we could see several times on several occasions on Reliance's 5-minute chart. You can see how many times the buyers managed to pull and pull and pull Reliance up, but then one negative move and it's all gone. Now, this also reinforces the theory that one negative candle at the start with high volumes is all Reliance really needs to go down. We've seen that in the past where when the first candle is negative with very high volumes, Reliance typically goes down, and that held true. And yeah, I think that that's how Reliance move. And coming to my own trades, unfortunately, I was on the wrong side of this, and as a result, I exceeded my risk limit by a fair bit. I think the real reason for this is because, again, that bullish bias was there. So that was the number one reason. And I felt that because the market was at a gap up, Reliance's first negative candle view might be negated, which is why I went on the long side of it. But then another problem, and this brings in another lesson for the day, and another reason why today was negative for me, is that I did not manage to stick to my risk management very tightly. Even if it's a bracket order, I say this many times, but the issue is that the next day things end up fine. So perhaps this really needs looking into, where, you know, I set a very strict, very fixed risk limit, and then hopefully things will be fine. And I think another reason, or another area of improvement, is that I'm not quite sure when to reverse my trade. So for instance, when I was long, I believe at 2112 or 21 something. No, not 2112. That would have been amazing. I was long at 2151, I believe. I think that I should have just accepted like that 4-point profit and then, you know, waited for it to go down. And that's something that I'd briefly considered as well. I was, you know, while I was trading, I was just analyzing all possible scenarios, and that one really popped in my head. But I was like, hey, it's facing resistance, sure, but the market is positive. Reliance is positive. It is got supports at lower levels. Of course, it is at higher. It is at, you know, resistance, but it's got support from, you know, lower levels. So I think all is fine. Turned out though, all was not fine. But that's hindsight for you. And that's also it for this episode. I know it's sort of an abrupt ending, but I think I better not exceed it too much. I think I've said what all can be said about a market like today's. And as far as tomorrow's potential moves are concerned, I'm not quite sure. I believe FTSE also ended in the red, if I remember correctly. Yes, it's slightly in the red. And a few other global indices are also in the red. None of them are quite as negative as India's though. But of course, negativity is negativity. So let's see how it goes. You know, today was a great potential day to make some phenomenal returns. And I hope you did. You know, I didn't, but I hope you had a fantastic start to the week. That's it for this one. See you in the next. Happy trading.